I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Natasha Lance. She's with Northern Vegans, and they've got a special film screening event coming up later this week. Here's more with Natasha Lance.
Film, tell us what's going on.
Absolutely. The film's name is What the Health, and it's April 20th, and there is a pre-screening open house before the actual film showing, and that is available and open to the public. As many people can come as want to. The key is that the screening itself has sold out. However, we will do a will call situation.
Sure, absolutely.
So if we have no shows, then people who are waiting can certainly fill those seats.
So where is it? What's what time? And what's going to be at the pre-screening session?
Sure. So April 20th, this Thursday, 6 p.m. is the pre-screening. 7 is the film showing. And then after that, we'll have a Q&A session. It is at Marquette Cinemas, known locally as Thomas Theaters.
Yep.
And the pre-screening event, there will be several local businesses: City Green Market, the Marquette Food Co-op, Baby Cakes Muffin Company, and Border Grill. They're all going to be showcasing vegan finger foods.
Now, this is a new film. Tell me what it's about.
So the title, What the Health, is pretty catchy. It's the second film by the producers who brought us Cowspiracy 2 years ago. That was executively produced by Leonardo DiCaprio. This film is all about giving people the choice to treat chronic illnesses with food as medicine.
Okay. Now, what is that about? I mean, what are some of the key points in that?
Sure. What's happening in today's society, as we know, there are medications that are used for many drugs, and that's great because it does help people manage symptoms. But many of the root causes can be addressed through diet. And oftentimes, doctors don't recommend dietary changes because they think it's too hard for people to do.
People won't do it, that they're stuck in their habits and whatnot. I think when people are, I guess, in effect, forced into a choice like that by a medical development, they'll probably be more attuned to it. But if you're just day to day, you probably don't think about it.
Right, exactly. People just don't know the power of food. Mm-hmm. And so this film really sheds light on our current healthcare system and how things could be better.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is happening at a special screening a little bit later this week, but this film is actually very soon going to be available to be watched online as well.
Absolutely. So those of you who can't come to the event, we're sorry, but you can go to What the Health online. They have both Facebook and a website, and you should be able to stream it online
and
there now.
Very soon as well. Now, this kind of ties into what you guys do as an organization. Is you've always, when you've stopped in and talked with us about various things, you like to give people the opportunity to have the choice and to try some of these, because probably the vegan lifestyle has some connotations that people either aren't familiar with, they make some preconceptions, or they have some ideas about it. And you also want to say, try this, check it out, and it's a great choice.
Absolutely. Thank you. I couldn't have said it better myself. I think that the bottom line is that Northern Vegans is an organization that's been around for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
We absolutely want people to feel comfortable making choices when it comes to food, and hopefully move more toward a plant-based lifestyle.
Now, with this particular event, you'll also, I'm sure, have group information there as well if people want to find out.
Yes, there's actually going to be several other booths available with information about local businesses that promote a vegan lifestyle. And so people can come and learn, ask questions. It's a very open environment. People certainly won't feel uncomfortable, and the food will be delicious.
Now, when is it again? One more time for folks.
Sure.
They can at least attend the pre-screening sessions.
April 20th, 6 p.m. is the pre-screening. 7 p.m. is the film screening. And after that, there'll be Q&A. It is at Marquette Cinemas, otherwise known as Thomas Theater locally. And it's this Thursday, April 20th.
And if people can't make it to this event, but they want to find out about the events you guys do and also just find out more about the organization, what's a good way to do that?
So northernvegans.com is always a sure bet. People can also find Northern Vegans on Facebook, or if you'd like to call 906-236-1279. We'd love to answer your questions and have us join or have you join us at an upcoming event.
That's the comments of Natasha Lance with Northern Vegans. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.